ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 7 चैप्टर नंबर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 कौन वार्ता तृष्णां विसृजेत् प्राणेभ्यपीया इप्सिता यं क्रीणाति असुभि प्रेस्तैः तस्कारः सेवको वने कौन वार्ता तृष्णां विसृजेत् प्राणेभ्यपि अय ईप्सिता यं क्रीणाति अशुभि प्रेस्तैः तस्कारः सेवको वने कौन वार्ता तृष्णा विसृजेत् प्राणेभ्यपि या ईप्सिताः यं क्रीणाति अशुभि प्रेस्तैः तस्करः सेवको वने कौन वार्ता तृष्णां विसृजेत् योऽपि ईप्सिता कौन वार्ता तृष्णां विसृजेत् प्राणेभ्यपि या ईप्सिति कौन वार्ता तृष्णां विसृजेत् प्राणेभ्योऽपि या ईप्सिता यं क्रीणाति अशुभि प्रेस्तैः तस्करः सेवको वने को कहा हु नु इंडीड अर्ततृष्णाम ए स्ट्रॉन्ग डिजायर टू अकायर मनी विसृजत कैन गिव अप प्राणेभ्यः देन लाइफ अपि इंडीड यः Which ipsita more desired yam which krinati tries to acquire ashubhi with his own life prastai very dear taskaraha a thief sevakaha A professional servant, Vanik, a merchant. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially? In household life, thieves, professional servant, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives.
Purport.
How money can be dearer than life is indicated in this verse. Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs. But still they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives only to get some money? Similarly, a professional soldier is recruited into an army and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives, and they dive into the water of the sea to collect pearls and valuable gems. Thus it is practically proved, and everyone will admit, that money is sweeter than honey. One may risk everything to acquire money, and this is especially true of rich men who are too attached to household life. Formerly, of course, the members of the higher caste, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, everyone but Shudra, were trained in the Gurukul to adhere to a life of renunciation and sense control by practicing Brahmacharya and mystic yoga. Then they were allowed to enter household life. There have consequently been many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life, although they were extremely opulent and were the masters of the kingdoms. They could give up all their possessions because they were trained yearly as brahmacharis. Prahlad Maharaj's advice is therefore very appropriate. Kaumara charet pragno dharman bhagavataniha dhulabam manusam janma tadapi adruvam martadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slightest amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Human society should take advantage of these instructions. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Desatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse totally talks about money is sweeter than honey. Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto and 14th verse, in his purport, he talks about riches. Actually it comes from Lakshmi, and Lakshmi Devi, who is the fortune of the goddesses of fortune and the wife of Lord Narayan himself, and he is the property of Narayan. Prabhupada says, when Lakshmi is the property of Narayana, and the Lakshmi, the money which comes out from Lakshmi, is also property of Narayana. And the nature of Lakshmi is chanchala, restless, which means it cannot stay in one place. Even though if you earn money, it will not stay with you. You have to spend one day. That's what it means. Prabhupada says, the Lakshmi is chanchal. It doesn't cannot stay anywhere but near the lotus feet of Narayana. If Lakshmi is near the lotus feet of Narayana, it is stable. Now Lakshmi Devi, she always there. And if she goes any other place, she is restless. And you cannot get hold of Lakshmi. So there is no point in keeping Lakshmi. So better to spend it for Krishna. Prabhupada also gives an example of Ravana kidnapping Sita. When the goddess of fortune belongs to Ram, and as a result, Ravana's entire family was burned and got killed. The opulence, kingdom, everything was smashed. And all the property, riches and wealth. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Bhuktaram Yagna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhrudam Sarva Bhutanam Gnatvam Mam Shantim Rachati. He says that when a person is full conscious of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, and I am the Supreme Lord of all the planets and even the demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities. Krishna says, I am the well-wisher of all living entities. I make sure what is good for everyone. And I make sure that everyone gets the best. That's what it means. A well-wisher means a person makes sure what is best for others, he gives to them. He doesn't give anything cheaply. So Krishna says that Surdham Sarva Bhutanam, I am the well-wisher of all living entities. And plus he says, Gyatma Mam Shantim Rachati. And this is the peace formula. If anyone wants peace formula, this is the peace formula. He attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. That you offer everything to Krishna and you attain peace. And this is the peace formula. Also, you know, the foolish materialistic people, we say nowadays that people run after money, every nook and corner, and people, the whole population is very busy, and it's totally in anxiety. Everyone is concerned. Everything is just centered around the money. From the day begins until the day ends. Even while dream, the only thing what they do is it's after money and their maintenance of life. But they cannot keep it in case one person cheats another and another person cheats someone else. Even if they keep money, they always one person, if he knows that if he has money, he goes and cheats him. He tries to take his money out of him. So in any case, the money has to be spent. Therefore, the best way possess Lakshmi is to keep her by the side of Narayana. And Prabhupada says that, and Radha and Krishna, who is also Lakshmi and Narayana, if money is utilized in their service, and the devotee automatically lives in an opulent way. Just like when you live in a king's home, you share the same opulence of living in a king's home. Similarly, when the money is spent in service of Radha Krishna, it's automatically live in an opulent way. Every 2 days I see the brahmachari is having the paneer feast. You know, every 3-4 days someone is sponsoring some feast. And it's always someone sponsor a clothes. They don't even work. And they don't even work hard for anything else except serving Krishna. But they live in the best place, which is Krishna's temple. And they take the best remnants, which is Krishna's prasadam. And everything they get is the best. So this is the result of offering everything to Krishna. By offering everything to Krishna, no one loses anything but gains the ultimate in their life. And also, money is also God's energy. He created it. He owns it and he controls it. You know, in Ishopanishad, in the first sloka, it talks about Ishavashimidam sarvam yatkintya jagatyam jagat tiyane tektena gunjita magrata kashyam swadhanam. Everything animate and inanimate, that is within the universe, which is controlled and owned by the Lord Himself. One should therefore accept only those things which is necessary for Himself, or which are set as his quota, and one should not accept others' thing, knowing well to whom they belong. Prabhupada writes in one of the letters that Krishna determines that how much money each of us receives. He determines. It may appear like, you know, accidentally people becoming rich, person born into wealthy family, or someone is born into poverty. But one person goes from a rags to riches, another doesn't. But Krishna's law of karma destines these things. And Prabhupada says that everyone is thinking, I am become greedy, I shall get more. But that is not possible. You cannot get a penny more than what you are destined. You can't get a penny more than what you are destined. And he also writes that it is not possible simply by the endeavors to accumulate more money, a person will be able to do so. In reality, everyone is earning and acquiring according to his predestined karma. You can't earn one penny extra, even if you want. And fourth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, he talks about the human society actually constantly thinking of how to earn the wealth and apply for sense gratification. And that brings destruction of everyone's interest. He talks about, by such mentality, one enters the life, a species of those of trees and stones. This is the result when a person constantly thinks of earning wealth. The result is that he becomes a stone or he becomes a tree. Because the shloka says that, you know, the jnana, which means knowledge, to understand one's constitutional position, and vijnana refers to the practical application of that knowledge in the human form of life, one should come to the position of jnana and vijnana. But despite this great opportunity, one doesn't develop the knowledge and practical application of knowledge through the help of the shastras and the devotees, one misuses the opportunity, and in the next life is sure to be born in the species of non-moving living entities, which is a tree or the mountains and the plants. And you can preach to the people like this. You know, in the fourth canto, fifth chapter in the Bhagavatam, it says that 22nd chapter, 33rd verse, he talks about, Sukadeva Goswami says, that if you just keep absorbed in money, soon you are going to become a tree or a stone, or you take birth as a mountain. Your life will become, and you can't even move, and you can't, you'll become, that's the lower species of life. So this is a result. And Prabhupada further, he talks that about money and our work. In Vedic society, also people in four broad groups, you know, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudras, each of them keep money. But each group relates to money in a very different manner. In traditional society, the Brahmanas in general, they accept only contributions. They don't actually earn money, the Brahmanas. So whatever they get, donations, contributions from the students or from the society, they keep the needful and the rest they give in charity. This is how the Brahmanas deal with the money. And the Kshatriyas, they need prestige, and also they like opulence. But their duty and all that of all possessors of wealth is that they also give liberally in charity. Kshatriyas very much they deal in money, but also they also give it liberally in charity. They are also very charitable. Generosity is one of the quality of a Kshatriya. And Vaishyas, they earn money by cow production and trade, and by growing food grains and other necessities. And Shudras actually maintained by all the other three categories of people. You know, the Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they maintain the Shudra category of people. And Prabhupada says that in the Varna, in the ashrama life, the Brahmachari doesn't earn money, the Vanaprastha doesn't earn money, and the Sannyasis don't earn money too. So in that category, the householder life, the householders are considered as the father of all the ashrams. And the Sannyasis and the Brahmachari and Vanaprastha, they are considered as the children
of the householders. So the Brihastha ashram is considered as the father of all the ashrams. So they maintain and they protect. By their donations and their maintenance, the devotees actually they live. And the money is distributed widely in the community. And we also see that in the temple, the moment you enter, and both the corners, there are donation office only, right? In this side is the LPM office, and that side is the Food for Life. And the moment when they enter here, we see three, four hundis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 hundis are lined up. So it is the dharma of a householders that they earn money and donate charity, do the charity generously. So this is how they protect the the devotees. So in that regard, so the devotees, they should never become proud. The brahmacharis actually, and the sannyasis are none other than the beggars. They just dependent on the human society. They shouldn't be proud of anything else. They should be humbly and submissively engaged in service of Krishna and for the benefit of the human society. And further, Krishna says that money and in Krishna's service, Prabhupada also talks about, gives certain examples that about Rupa Goswami. That he gives an example that Rupa Goswami was having money, but he distributed like 50% of his money to the temple. And 25% he kept it for himself, and the other rest of the 25%, he gave it to the members of his family. It's another example that the devotees, the householders' family, they give 50% of their income to Krishna. And 25% they keep, and the other 25% they give to the family members in emergency and etc. I think it would be harder to share it exactly. But this is the Vedic system. Srila Prabhupada also writes that a pure devotee who has firm faith in Krishna's words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is considered to be the most learned scholar. Though you may not be knowing much in the Shastrically, but he has faith in Krishna's words. So he is considered to be the most learned scholar, and he is the topmost aristocrat. And he is the richest man in the whole world. He is considered to be the richest man in the whole world. He writes it in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhilila, 5th chapter and 7th verse. And Prabhupada further says that if you do the right work, money will come to you. You don't have to really worry about that. You do the work rightly and money will fall down on your feet. There is no question of flattering. Do work sincerely and everything will come, whatever you want. Honesty is needed. Shyama Sundar Prabhu, who is one of the proper disciples, he shares his own personal story. When they were in the earlier days of ISKCON, and he was working as a carpenter, he was hardly earning money, and he was supporting the temple, and they were renting the temple, and plus Jayananda Prabhu, who is a taxi driver, who was also sharing all the money with the temple expenses. They were distributing prasadam and they were filling the gas for the car to go from one place to another place for the programs. And they were 2 months behind rent. It was really a tough situation. And one fine morning, Shyama Sundar Prabhu says that he was going with his wife Malati on the sidewalk, taking a sidewalk on the roads. And they saw the $100 bills flying everywhere from the sky. And they went there, they just run to the money, and they were picking $1 after another dollar, and they couldn't figure it out where the money came from. And they couldn't figure it out. And he was telling that this is the magic of Krishna. And he also quoted that in his early days, Prabhupada said that if you take a risk for Krishna, if you take a risk, if you stick your neck out to spread Krishna conscious movement, Krishna personally, he must come to help you personally. That is the rule. If anyone takes risk to spread Krishna conscious movement, it's Krishna's responsibility that he comes personally to help the devotees. And he by his example, he quoted that what Prabhupada said has come true. He was walking on he was taking a sidewalk, and he saw the $100 bills flying on the sky. And so anyone takes risk for Krishna, Krishna makes sure that whatever is needed for you has been, that your needs are all taken care. Here half of the purport talks about the importance of the human life, of being a human. In Srimad Bhagavatam, also Narada Muni explains to Vyasadeva that when he was a boy, how he was explaining to Vyasadeva that when he was a boy, how he was getting the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and how he was using his youth. Prabhupada says that Narada Muni was very self-controlled, and he was not attached to any kind of sports, and he was very serious about his own spiritual life. Plus, he didn't speak anything more than required. This is how his life was spent when he was a youth. Brahmachari Guru Kale, Vasandanto Guru Hitam Acharan Dasavon Nicho Guru Suhridam Sardaha. A student should practice complete controlling of his senses. He actually practices this and he preaches. In his life he practices this and he preaches now. And he also says that one should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship with one's spiritual master. And one should have a firm friendship with one's spiritual master. And with a great vow, a brahmachari should live at Gurukul only for the benefit of the Guru. And this is the mood, and this is the attitude, and this is the behavior. You know, Narada Muni, he explains precisely in one verse that the mood, attitude, and the behavior of a brahmachari. And Prabhupada explains further that, you know, the boy becomes more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line. This is it's a foundation, being in discipline and being in obedience. It's a foundation. In the system of Varnashram, which is the beginning of human life, small boys after 5 years of age are sent to become brahmachari in the Guru's ashram, where these things are systematically taught to the boys. And either a king's son or an ordinary son, the training is compulsory, not only to create good citizens of the state, but also prepare the boys for the future life of self-realization from the very beginning of life. But this is the process of successful family planning. If you are getting married, the successful family planning is that you beget children for complete perfection. That is the motto and goal. Plus, without being self-controlled and being disciplined, without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instructions of the spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back home, back to Godhead. If you are not of a person in a disciplinary manner, if you are not obedient, and etc., which here Prabhupada explains, the Prabhupada says, it's not possible to go back to Krishna. You may not be able to go back to Krishna. And in Mukunda Mundaka Upanishad, it says that by constant truthfulness, satyanena labhyas tapas hi yena atma samyak jnanena brahmacharyena nityam. By constantly one becoming truthful, austere, transcendental knowledge and austerity, one becomes eligible to associate with the Supreme Personality of God. In Mundaka Upanishad, it confirms that, which is the contrast of the previous verse. And further it says, it's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead grants eternal transcendental bliss. You are going to put your endeavor, effort, etc. for just only one life. For one life, you have to work so hard. But for eternity, you're going to relish the transcendental bliss in the spiritual world. For one life, if you give for Krishna fully, then Krishna grants, gives a guarantee. It is mentioned in Gopal Tapani Upanishad that saintly devotees, who worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual world attains eternal transcendental bliss. Except for them, no others can attain this eternal bliss. For one lifetime, you have to put all your energy, effort, your time, etc. fully 100% for Krishna. And Krishna guarantees that for eternity, you are going to reap the fruits. So there is no doubt about it. So in Vishnu Purana also it says that Sahani Stanmachat Chidram Samohan Sachabibramaha Yanmuhurtam Shamapi Vasudevam Nachintaye. Even for a moment, remembrance of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is missed. And that is the greatest loss. The greatest loss in life is that even if you one moment you lose remembering Krishna. And that is the greatest illusion. And that is the greatest anomaly. Prabhupada quotes this in the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in other words, that every moment we try our best that we are connected to Krishna, in relation with Krishna, so that our advancement can become a rap, it becomes faster. You know, Prabhupada talks in his purport, when he writes about Bharat Maharaj, he talks about Bharat Maharaj's mistake. He says that Bharat Maharaj did only a slightest mistake, and he has to wait for three lifetimes to get back to Krishna. He did only a small mistake, just he got attached to a little deer and he put his mind in there. That's it. He didn't, you know, due to that, Prabhupada says that just due to that slight mistake, that he has to wait for three lifetimes. So we all try our best to be remember Krishna every second, 24 hours a day. And this is the importance of taking birth as a human. And that's the opportunity, which is a rare opportunity that a person, a human, can remember Krishna like that. Not other living beings, no other species. So, if anyone, the shlokas, the Prabhupada emphasizes that again and again in the whole chapter, that every second we utilize our time for Krishna in one way or another. Either you chant, you hear, or you worship Krishna, or serve Krishna in a different way by doing sankirtan or preaching, or cleaning the temple. You should be always connected to Krishna, and for eternity, we will reap the fruits. I think I'll finish it here. Thank you very much. If you have any comments, questions, we'll go ahead.
Hey, listen. Yes, bro.
The Prabhupada said that even a moment lost, if you pay millions of dollars, that moment cannot come back.
It's true.
So we should understand that the moment which we are always living in Krishna, that moment should be lost. That cannot come back. One more that you are getting your destiny. So destiny, whatever is your destiny, you get. So just like Dharma, we think that he was attached to the deer. That was his destiny. And he came back to the deer and again the education of the from this we should learn that we shouldn't be too much attached to something. We should always be attached to Krishna. And we, when we are attached to Krishna, then Krishna gives us the ending that he will take home our back home better for it. So these things always remembrance, this type of remembrance, will help us. We should always try to remember that we are losing one moment which we will pay so much chance of return back when that was fixed. So this is my answer.
It's true. Also Krishna says, time I am. Time is none other than me. So utilize it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Baba.
So we cited an example of his grace, Shyam.
in the group of getting the $100 thing. I told the same thing with someone else, but I couldn't cite it. Like, from different references, it is put in some particular book or it is
his memories.
His memories.
His video CDs.
Video
CDs. His personally talks.
Okay.
Shares it.
Thank you very much.
Maybe in his new book, Chasing the Rhino, it is there.
I heard this story of him, but I told him something.
I just heard his memories, so he says it's the magic of Krishna. He can draw bills from up. You don't have to work. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.
So you spoke a little bit about Ayurveda Ashram. So how are we to understand that engaging people in the varnas is going to lead them to Krishna consciousness, the general public and the devotees, should they also be engaged in according to some varnas also?
Can you please repeat once?
Dharma Ashram, how is that to be utilized within our movement and within outside our movement?
Prabhupada has given an elaborate description on that in Shikshamrit, also in various parts of his books. That he wanted to establish Varnashram, and also he wanted a self-dependent society where the bills are not used, that the dollars, the money. In Vedic society, they use the exchange bartering system. So Prabhupada said that all the corruption is due to the money. So his idea is to stop the whole money transaction. That is revolutionary. And he has given instructions in his books that they depend on the land. And first of all, one has to develop all those 30 qualities. And Prabhupada says that a human with those 30 qualities, you can establish Varnashram Dharma, which is mentioned in 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada gives a qualified person who is qualified to get into Varnashram Dharma. And he talks about 30 qualities. And Prabhupada says that using these people, that you establish a Varnashram Dharma. And that is possible. Without those qualified people, you won't be able to establish any Varnashram Dharma. People will keep fighting with one another for money for position, and so many things. So I think it's a very elaborate, we have to give an elaborate answers. But in short, I would like to suggest that in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he speaks in a detailed manner. But he wanted, first of all, that his followers to be a perfect gentleman and gentlewoman, and accept the qualities of a human at least. And using that, you will see that you can establish the Varnashrama Dharma and it can spread. And also Prabhupada said that in the future, the millions will turn out without any jobs. Just like, you know, Narayani Mataji on the other day, she told us that his son is in America, he's jobless. Even Panchagura says that his son is doing this, is running a hotel. And he also often tells us that this is not going to last longer. The human society which running with the automobiles, very soon it will come to an end. And Prabhupada said also, millions will turn towards the Krishna consciousness movement. For shelter, and Prabhupada said you should be ready to feed everyone. You should be increase your capacity that you feed everyone. That you should say no for a person when he comes for a shelter. This movement has been made to shelter the whole world. So the devotees are, in that sense, the devotees are broad-minded, that they accept everyone inside the society. Prabhupada talks about millions. That's million is a big number. That's a 10 lakh, 1 million is 10 lakh. And he says millions, it's just more than that. So it depends, you know, devotees has to seriously, one has to increase one's capabilities and abilities plus character, and with that you can sustain yourself, and through that you can preach and establish Varnashrama Dharma. And just like here, Narada Muni says that, you know, without discipline and obedience, Prabhupada also talks about how you can run a movement. The movement is so big and vast that without people who are indisciplined and not obedient, how you can run it? So we need a qualified people to do that. So one has to seriously study Srila Prabhupada's books, and he has to understand his mood and what kind of men he wanted to create, and implement our, try our best to apply what Prabhupada wanted. Then obviously, I think Prabhupada's, by Prabhupada's mercy and Krishna's mercy, you will be empowered and you can do miracles. Just like, you know, they were struggling so hard and the bills flying from the sky. And Krishna is a magic boy. If you are sincerely endeavoring for doing something for him, he can do magic also. Just like Prabhupada says, in those days there are no people here in Vrindavan. Now there is no place to stay. Everywhere it's full. You know, every weekend it's a headache to go outside. You can't step out at the street. It's all lined up for miles, the people that come. So it is possible.
Prabhupada said 50% of my work is left incomplete. So what would you suggest that as devotees doing different services, and you know, fully, devotees are busy, they're living busy lives, and even just maintaining the temple and doing their services on the altar and so many services. Prabhupada said 50%, so what would you say is, what would you suggest so that we start really applying that 50% and trying to fulfill Prabhupada's time work?
At least we should maintain our temples by self-sufficient communities. We should have a start, at least start from maintaining our own devotees and encouraging them, by motivating them. They can go back to farm. I am from a village, I'm not from a big city. Just behind my house is mountains, and we lived in a field. So it is not really hard, but when you go to the farm, you feel like you are alone. Just like, you know, you and your mind alone. So most of the time, the farms are not filled with the devotees, just like in the temple. Everyone wants to be social and interact with one another. And in the farms, not every farm, but most of the farms are like very less people, very less interaction. So they feel like they are alone, they feel like they are in Maya. And it is not hard. People are working hard outside. They can work hard in the farm too. It's not very difficult. Just like people, you know, if you go to the Braj villages, you see people, a lot of people working in the farms. You know, we went to this Himalaya, and we see a lot of ladies working whole day long without any big torture or something. They're happily talking with each other, and they're doing cultivating crops, they're growing their food, and they're happy. It's not difficult. The only thing is you need to make the misconception which we have, that it has to be cleared. Then everyone can live a happy farm life, just like Shivaram Maharaj is doing in Hungary. He has like 300 families living, and more than 70%, they are self-sufficient, and they have their own gurukul. And in our home, we produce our own clothes. My mother, she does handloom work. She produces the clothes, the saris. And even my big mother, big father, my father's elder one, everyone does the job. They grow the crops. And I didn't see them where they were suffering too much. Even in fact, he says they were not worrying about any grains. You know, they had to go buy this, buy that. They just grow whatever they need. In those days, there were not shops, grocery stores, or online shopping like Amazon and eBay. There was nothing like that. And people, they just grow whatever is needed, and we don't see even sick people, not many. So only thing is, people, they have to take it seriously. The devotees, when they take it seriously and encourage them, and everyone likes organic food. They like the pure organic honey, organic ghee, and organic foodstuffs. And it's a fun living in the farm, you know, it's not really a torture. It needs to be encouraged and motivated, and you'll see people going there. Nowadays, it's not encouraged. People, most of the time, they are in the Facebook, they are in WhatsApp. Most of the time is spent uselessly.
Well, so, in regards to the economics of farming, he said, I have given the idea that the farmer should supply ghee to the restaurants, and the restaurants should turn that into couturiers and samosas. Ghee.
Exactly.
Ghee laden croissants. And there will never be any shortage of Lakshmi, and your whole country will become a Krishna conscious country.
It's true.
So Papa gave us the business ideas also, not just the simple living idea. He gave us the practical application of how we can become successful economically too. It's a shame that our restaurants aren't using more ghee, they're using some kind of oil or something. Ghee, when we joined this movement in the early days, we were, as American meat eaters, we were attracted to ghee-laden prasad.
It's true.
Ghee for the deities, ghee for the devotees, ghee from the cows, then we'll automatically protect more cows.
And also, it's everyone's nature can be engaged there. In temple, we have a limited services, like only cleaning and only DD worship and preaching. But in the farm and other things, can engage everyone's nature, can be utilized. It makes them happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpa Durvyascha, Kripa Sundubhyevacha, Patitanam, Pamebhyo, Vaishnavi Namo Namah. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.